Welcome to American Mosaic. I'm Doug Johnson. On our show today, we play music by the newest members of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame, explain the mysterious fear of the number 13, and visit a new art show celebrating hip-hop culture.
It's like a jungle sometimes. It makes me wonder how I keep from going under.
The Smithsonian's National Portrait Gallery in Washington, D.C. recently opened an exciting new show called Recognize, Hip-Hop and Contemporary Portraiture. The exhibit celebrates the importance of American hip-hop culture by showing the work of six artists and a poet. Faith Lapidus has more.
When you walk into the exhibit area of Recognize, you see the strikingly bright colors of large letters painted on the walls. Two local artists, Tim Conlon and Dave Hupp, made these graffiti artworks. The exhibit states that graffiti art is one of the four elements of hip-hop. The others are breakdancing, rap music, and DJing, when a person plays different beats of recorded music. You can also see the brightly colored paintings of the artist Kehinde Wiley. He paints famous rap musicians like Grandmaster Flash and the Furious Five. But he paints them in a way that is like traditional paintings created hundreds of years ago. David Sheinbaum uses black and white photography to capture hip-hop performers. Since 2000, he has taken pictures of more than 100 artists. Looking at his photographs, you can feel the energy of these performers and the surrounding crowds of listeners. Jefferson Pinder makes video art that explores hip-hop culture, the identity of African Americans, and his own personal experiences. For example, in the video Mule, Pinder wears business clothes as he walks down city streets. He must struggle because he is dragging a heavy object that is attached to him with metal chains. Earlier, we said the show included the work of a poet. You might be wondering how you would show poetry in a museum. The words of one poem by Nikki Giovanni are written on a large white wall. While you look at the words, you can hear a recording of Giovanni reading the poem. Across the room is a work by Shanika Smith. Her sculpture, No Thief to Blame, looks like a graffiti painting that has come out of and off the wall. It is an exciting explosion of paper, paint, and found objects. These many forms of art honor the energetic and inventive world of hip-hop culture.
Our listener question this week comes from Bangladesh. Fakhrul Islam wants to know about the history of the number 13 and why Americans consider this number to be bad luck. It is not only Americans who consider this number to be unlucky. People around the world have what are called superstitions about the number 13. Superstitions are popular beliefs that are not based on reason or science. A person believes something brings good or bad luck. The fear of the number 13 is called triskaidekaphobia. This fear is so strong around the world that many tall buildings do not have a 13th level. And many airports do not have a gate numbered 13. Some experts say fears about this number come from ancient religious stories. One Norse myth is about 12 gods who were having a party in their heaven, Valhalla. Loki, the god of evil and disorder, arrived at the dinner party uninvited. He became the 13th person at the table. Loki then helped cause the death of Baldur, the god of joy. In the Christian book, the Bible, Judas is the 13th guest at the dinner called the Last Supper. Judas is the man who betrays Jesus, leading to his death. Many people around the world also consider Fridays that fall on the 13th day of a month to be especially bad luck. Thomas Fernsler is an associate policy scientist at the University of Delaware in Newark. He is also known as Dr. 13 because of his interest in this famous number. He says numerology shows that 13 suffers because of its position next to the complete number 12. He notes there are many sets of 12, such as 12 months in the year and 12 signs of the zodiac. Mr. Fernsler says 13 is one more than 12, which makes it what he calls a restless number. Thomas Fernsler can tell you many interesting facts about the number 13. He can tell you that if February has a Friday the 13th in a non-leap year, March and November will also have Friday the 13th. Mr. Fernsler can also tell you many examples of good and bad events that have taken place throughout history on Friday the 13th. But do not worry. The only Friday the 13th this year will take place in June. That was the great 1960s surf rock band The Ventures with their song Hawaii Five-O. On Monday, that group and four other music acts will be welcomed into the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame at a ceremony in New York City. Barbara Klein plays music from this year's honorees.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame and Museum is in Cleveland, Ohio. Artists can be considered for the Hall of Fame 25 years after the release of their first recording. The president of the Rock and Roll Hall of Fame Foundation calls this year's inductees trailblazers. One of them, Madonna, got her start in the early 1980s and became one of the most successful entertainers ever. Here she sings Vogue. In the 1960s, the Dave Clark Five was part of the so-called British invasion of America, along with the Beatles and other groups. Here, the band performs Do You Love Me?
Why do you love me?
I can feel it all.
Canadian Leonard Cohen is a folk rock music hero. Many musicians perform his songs, which have an unusual beauty. Here he sings Hallelujah.
Your faith was strong, but you needed proof. You saw her bathing on the roof, her beauty and the moonlight overthrew you. She tied you to a kitchen chair. She broke your throne and she cut your hair. And from your lips she drew the hallelujah.
The Rock and Roll Hall of Fame also honors John Mellencamp this year. We leave you with this American artist performing a song that seems just right for this report. Here is R.O.C.K. in the USA.
Come from the cities and they come from the smaller towns. Beat up cars with guitars and drummers go. Dreams in their heads and very little money in their hands. Some are black and some are white, and they ain't too proud to sleep on the floor tonight.
I'm Doug Johnson. I hope you enjoyed our program today. It was written by Katie Weaver and Dana Demange, who was also our producer. To read the text of this program and download audio, go to our website, voaspecialenglish.com. Send your questions about American life to mosaic@voanews.com. Please include your full name and mailing address. Or write to American Mosaic, VOA Special English, Washington, D.C., 20237, USA. Join us again next week for American Mosaic, VOA's radio magazine in special English.